The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. Hey, have you purchased your tickets yet? I hope so for the All-Day Ag Outlook. If not, it's not too late. You can do it at 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. Speaking of online, here's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You can find him on our website, too.
Incredibly cold conditions continue to occur across portions of the Midwest, and we're going to see yet another impressive cold surge a little bit later this week. The temperatures this morning from areas near Champaign, Illinois, over into the central sections of southern Ohio, reported temperatures in the negative teens. In fact, it was as cold as minus 19 in a part of that region. Temperatures at this time of the year, or any time of the year, shouldn't be that cold across the lower parts of the Midwest. Just amazing how these cold air masses have been lately. And it looks as though we will see a little bit of a break in this now for just a short period of time. But there is another impressive cold air mass headed for the region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see teens and 20s again across a big part of the region. Some 30-degree readings expected in the far south. And Kansas and parts of Missouri will again see some temperatures over 40 degrees. But it gets colder from there. And looks like on Thursday afternoon, single digits and teens will become common across the Midwest. On Friday, probably the same thing. Mostly teens, though, will occur. We'll see a few 20-degree temperatures in the far southern portions of the region. And then as we get into the weekend, we'll start a little bit of a recovery with Saturday temperatures, 20s and a few teens, and we'll also look for 20s and 30s probably occurring in the lower parts of the Midwest on Sunday. The temperatures at night, though, will be what's so impressive. We're going to, again, see temperatures getting down below zero as far south as parts of Kansas and Missouri, central Illinois, and portions of central Indiana and central Ohio. This will occur on Friday. It looks like Friday will be the coldest day now, and we'll see temperatures in the negative teens and perhaps close to minus 20, again, near the Canada border in the far northernmost portions of the region. These bitter cold temperatures are part of a persistent northwesterly flow pattern that has been prevailing, obviously, for a big part of the winter season. And we are going to see it ease up a little bit as we move on out deeper into March. But the flow pattern in general may be a little slow and abating completely. But we will get away from these extremely cold air masses and probably do that as early as next week. But we do have a lot of suffering yet to deal with here with this scenario playing out over this week. As we go out a little bit deeper in time, the cold high pressure center will settle on top of the region as we go from Thursday into Saturday. And it's when the high pressure system starts to abate from the region that we'll run into the best potential for precipitation across the region. Another winter storm is likely to brew and move across the heart of the region. This will come in from the central plains probably sometime on Saturday and spread across the entire region as we go from Sunday into Monday of next week. There'll be quite a wintry mix of precipitation types and hazardous travel potentially across the region. We'll be monitoring that over the next few days.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. My thanks in advance to Dave Dickey, who'll be filling in for me tomorrow here on the Closing Market Report, as I'll be traveling to Litchfield in the morning and then Belleville to the St. Clair County Farm Bureau building at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you'd like to join us there, you can. I'll have Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzolo along with us for a Will Ag Outlook panel. Hope to see you there at the Farm Bureau building at 4 in the afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.